This is 89.1 WEMU and I'm David Fair. We all watched in horror last Wednesday when a pro-Trump mob stormed the nation's Capitol building. There was violence and vandalism in the act of sedition. In 2020, Michigan's Capitol building was invaded by armed protesters. And now the FBI is warning there could be more such protests at Capitol buildings in all 50 states. Now, Washtenaw County is not home to our state capitol, but there is sufficient cause for concern to be prepared. The county's law enforcement community today is releasing a joint statement on its public safety plans leading up to and beyond the presidential inauguration. And joining us to provide more insight is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Thank you for giving me the heads up, and thank you for making time today.
Good morning, David. Thanks for providing an opportunity to share some information.
First of all, I'm sure as I was introducing you, I made some people wonder whether there was any known threat in Washtenaw County. Are you aware of any?
No, we have not received any information saying that there's any threat in Washtenaw County.
Okay, and Governor Whitmer yesterday made reference to the fact there was no specific known threat for Lansing either, but there was chatter that had been detected. Any such chatter locally?
No, we have not received any information around chatter. We've been ongoing monitoring and really communicating with our state and federal partners. There's a meeting scheduled, a couple meetings scheduled today where we'll get updated information. But to this point, nothing leading us to believe that Washtenaw County is a target of any activity.
Now, joint plans don't just come about on a moment's notice in most cases. How long has planning and preparation been underway in Washtenaw County? Or is it just kind of an ongoing process and it's a little elevated now?
You hit it. It's the latter, David. I mean, in Washtenaw County, I think we're fortunate because all of the law enforcement leaders in the county really work well together. There's open lines of communication, commitments to share resources, information, and not just at the administrative level, it's at the frontline level. The staff actually work well together, and they understand that really our effectiveness is really depends on our ability to work across jurisdictional boundaries. So that's always been in place. Remember, we ramped things up from a planning standpoint prior to the November election. So we're referring back to that and just building upon that based on the information that we get related to what may be anticipated leading up to the presidential inauguration.
Well, you mentioned the elections. Today, the Washtenaw County Elections Division is conducting its risk assessment election audit as part of the State Bureau of Elections process of authenticating a free, fair, and accurate vote tabulation. Is there extra security for that today?
Not that I know of, to be honest with you, no.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Ann Arbor is home to a federal building, of course. Has extra security been put in place there as part of the planning and preparation process?
Well, again, that's a federal building, so you know the feds are looking at all of their locations. I'll just say that as from a county perspective, we are attempting to be as planful as possible related to any targets or any potential targets or any other information that we would receive that would give us any concern.
You mentioned there's going to be a couple of meetings later today for updates. How closely does the sheriff's office and other law enforcement departments in the county work with state and federal law enforcement and the intelligence community to monitor activity in Washtenaw County on a regular basis?
It's a great question. So we are impacted by a regional fusion center, which is really just a fancy name for a location where the state and federal resources are combined to take in intelligence, analyze that intelligence, come up with conclusions and to send that information back out to the state and local the state and local partners. So that is an ongoing process. We've been part of this fusion center for years, sharing and receiving information. You may know that the FBI, the director of the FBI, made a request to all local agencies to make sure that we're also feeding into those systems, to not take anything for granted. And if we believe that there's some relevant information, to feed it to them so they can analyze it along with our state partners and even our local partners and disseminate that information back out. So it's an ongoing process, and it's a little more targeted now, you know, based on what we observed last week in D.C.
I know we don't have any specific threats right now, but there are a lot of lawmakers at every level of government, local, state, federal, that have expressed some fear for their personal safety following the insurrection last week. Is law enforcement in our area being proactive about security and protection?
I think proactive in the sense of a couple of things. Yeah, we're being planful. We're communicating. If there are any known threats to any individual, obviously we would make contact with that person right away and put in the appropriate safety measures. I think the communication that we're sending out today is part of that proactive planning. Listen, I think we're really at risk from a community standpoint when there's a high degree of uncertainty. We already know that there's tension and anxiety around what happened last week, the chatter that people see on social media this week, and we have a responsibility to just communicate, look, we can't guarantee anything. We can't guarantee nothing will happen. We can't guarantee if someone does something that we'll have the perfect response. But what we can say is, look, we're aware, we're on it, we're communicating with each other, we need your help. So part of what we sent out was just some advice for our business leaders and just individuals. We have to be in this together. And I'll just end with this last piece. We also understand that oftentimes it's the perception of your safety is just as meaningful and impactful as the reality. Because if you perceive you're unsafe, you may take things into your own hands and do some things that you would not normally do that actually compromises your safety and community safety. So that's what we're trying to do, communicate, engage, and be planful as we can, given the information that we have available.
And the community needs to be a partner in the overall sense of public safety as well. And as you mentioned, the statement you're releasing today will offer some advice for business leaders. So what should business leaders do for their business and for the employees?
Yeah, I think being proactive, right? So if you're a business that's still providing on-site services, you have staff in your facilities, hopefully you have some kind of emergency protocols and emergency response procedures in place. Just from a normal perspective, let's make sure people understand what to do. Make sure that your staff knows the egress locations, how to respond if there's a suspicious package, how to report threatening behavior. So really just reaffirming what you already have in place and making sure that your staff knows that. Because, again, you're going to get a better reaction and people are going to be safer when we eliminate the uncertainty and people have a plan to respond in the event that there's some kind of threatening action.
And when you said that perception of safety is just as important among the general population, I'm sure there are some feeling unsafe and potentially at risk. How important is situational awareness and an understanding of what to do if an unsafe situation comes about?
Critical. Again, we should maintain a level of situational awareness regardless of the situation. But in these times, I think it's even more important. I mean, David, I know you and people that are listening, we see folks, and quite honestly, I've done it too, walking around with my head down on my phone, texting or reading a text or something like that. We can't do two things. I can't concentrate on that while I'm maintaining some awareness of my surroundings. What we're encouraging folks now is, look, resist the urge to be distracted by other things. Pay attention to your surroundings and really look at what we're talking about, suspicious behavior. Not people just because they may look different from you being suspicious, but behavior. So if you see that behavior, then call 911 and be able to articulate that behavior. The other thing is be aware of your location. So in the event that something happens and you have to call 911, have a level of comfort that you can tell people where you are. So if emergency services have to be sent, we can be accurate and send to the exact location. And sometimes that can be the difference between a person being safe and something unfortunate happening.
I know that those in the law enforcement community experience things most of us in the general public will never undergo. But as you assess this situation and you talk with your colleagues across law enforcement, have you experienced anything like where we are as a nation right now?
No. I have to tell you, we're a country, I've never had this level of anxiety, right, around where we are going as a country. I'll go back to what I said earlier. I think there's nothing more unsettling, and I won't say dangerous, but impactful, than uncertainty. That's true in business, And it's true in our real life. If I don't know where we're going and I don't know what's coming down the pike or have some reasonable idea or understanding, it really hypes up the anxiety. So in our profession, it's no different than any other profession or people in the community. There's a degree of anxiety because of the uncertainty, which is why we put out the communication. Let's try to manage that uncertainty a little bit by at least telling people, look, we are paying attention. We are being planful. We are communicating with each other. We're doing the best that we can. If there's any known threats that come in Washington County, we'll communicate that to you, and we'll put in place the plans that we have in place. I think that's important, and I think that helps us as a community and society manage what is right now probably unprecedented in our country's history.
But one thing I think I can say with some degree of certainty is we will come out the other side, and if we work together, we can do so more peacefully. Thank you so much for the time, Sheriff Clayton.
Thanks, David, for giving me an opportunity to share some information.
That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton discussing the law enforcement community's cooperative plan for public safety in the days leading up to and beyond the presidential inauguration. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1, Ypsilanti.